Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2332 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow if you have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. Today we'll be exploring Proverbs chapter 28, verses 8 through 14 from the New Living Translation. In these verses, we'll uncover insights into the consequences of dishonesty, the blessings of living with integrity, and the importance of seeking wisdom. So let's delve into the wisdom of Proverbs. Verses 8 through 10. Income from charging high interest rates will end up in the pockets of someone who is kind to the poor. God detests the prayers of the person who ignores the law. Those who lead good people along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the honest will inherit good things. These verses contrast the outcomes of dishonesty and integrity, emphasizing the importance of righteousness and obedience to God's law. How can we understand the consequences of disobedience and the blessings of living with integrity? We do this by recognizing the importance of living with integrity and righteousness in all aspects of our life. Avoid dishonest practices, such as charging high interest rates or ignoring the law, knowing that they will lead to destruction and harm. Instead, be kind to the poor and obey God's law, knowing that it will lead to blessings and prosperity. Lead others along the paths of righteousness, knowing it leads to an inheritance of good things. Embrace integrity in all your dealings with others, knowing that it is pleasing to God and brings honor to His name. Now let's explore verses 11 and 12. The rich think themselves as wise, but the poor person who has discernment sees through them. When the godly succeed, everyone is glad. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. These verses highlight the importance of discernment and the consequences of godly leadership. How can we understand the importance of discernment and the consequences of the godly leadership? We do this by recognizing the importance of cultivating discernment and wisdom in all areas of our lives. Be wary of those who boast of their riches and consider themselves wise, knowing that the true wisdom comes from God alone. Cultivate a spirit of discernment that allows you to see through the facade of the wicked and recognize their true nature. Celebrate the success of the godly, knowing that it will bring joy and blessings to all. Be vigilant in your leadership discernment, knowing that our choices have far-reaching consequences for ourselves and our communities. Seek godly leadership that aligns with the principles of righteousness and justice, knowing that leads to peace and prosperity to all. And finally, let's turn our attentions to verses 13 and 14. People who conceal their sin will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who fear to do wrong, but the stubborn are headed for serious trouble. These verses emphasize the importance of humility, repentance, and reverence for God. So how can we understand the importance of humility, repentance, and reverence for God in our lives? We do this by recognizing the importance of practicing humility and repentance in your walk with God. Be honest about your shortcomings and sins, knowing that concealing them only leads to further trouble. Instead, confess your sins to God and turn from them, knowing that He is merciful and forgiving. Fear to do wrong and strive to live a life that honors God, knowing that it leads to blessings and prosperity. Avoid stubbornness and pride, knowing that it leads to serious trouble and harm. Instead, cultivate a spirit of humility and reverence for God, knowing that it is the path to true wisdom and blessings. And there you have it, my friends. Insights into Proverbs chapter 28, verses 8 through 14. These verses offer us timeless wisdom for embracing integrity, cultivating discernment, and practicing humility and repentance in our daily lives. As we continue on our journey through the pages of the Bible, let's remember that apply the timeless principles to our daily lives. Until next time, keep seeking God's wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. If you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review, and then encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.